Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Supreme Industries Limited Q1 FY21 earnings conference call hosted by Axis Capital Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kashyap Pujara from Axis Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Raman, and good evening to everyone, and thank you so much for standing by. It's a great pleasure to have with us the management of Supreme Industries to discuss Q1 FY21 earnings. From the management side, we have Mr. Taparia, who is the Managing Director, Mr. P.C. Somani, who is the CFO, and Mr. R.J. Sabu, who is the Company Secretary. Without taking much time, I hand over the floor to Taparia ji. Taparia ji, over to you, and I must congratulate you for a decent set of numbers given the current times that we are in. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much for your encouraging words. I am M.P. Taparia, Managing Director of the Supreme Industries Limited. I, along with my colleagues, Sri P.C. Somani, CFO, and Sri R.J. Sabu, Vice President, Corporate Affairs and Company Secretary, welcome all the participants who are participating in the discussion of the unaudited stand-alone and consolidated financial result for the first quarter ended 30th June 2020. The stand-alone results and the consolidated results are already with you. Due to COVID-19 and resultant impact on the businesses, this quarter was abnormal and strictly not comparable with the corresponding quarter of the previous year. However, I will give brief on company's product operating performance and other highlights. The company sold 91,451 tons of plastic goods and achieved net product turnover of rupees 1,040 crore during the first quarter of the current year against sale of 113,420 tons and net product turnover of rupees 1,418 crore in the corresponding quarter of previous year, achieving volume and product value degrowth of about 19% and 27% respectively. Total consolidated income and operating profit for the first quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 1054 crores and rupees 114 crore as compared to rupees 1437 crore and rupees 180 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording decrease in consolidated income of about 27% and operating profit about 37%. The consolidated profit before tax and profit after tax for the first quarter of the current year amounted to rupees 55 crores and rupees 41 crore as compared to rupees 127 crore and rupees 87 crore for the corresponding quarter of the previous year, recording decrease of 57% and 53% respectively. The total turnover of value-added product remained at rupees 378 crore during the current quarter as compared to rupees 457 crore in the corresponding period of previous year. Total net borrowing of the company stand at a surplus of rupees 31 crore as on 30th June 2020 as against borrowing of rupees 217 crore as on 31st March 2020. Average net borrowing level during the current quarter remained at rupees 134 crore against rupees 169 crore in corresponding quarter in the previous year. Average cost of borrowing as on 30th June 2020 decreased to 7.53% per annum as against 8.35% per annum as on 31st March 2020. The business outlook. Since second half of March 2020, country is fighting against the global pandemic, COVID-19. Country has witnessed series of lockdown initially throughout the country and unlocking process has begun since June. Although production and dispatch at all the plant of the company have commenced during last week of April, first week of May 2020, normalcy of operation and business level is yet to be restored at pre-COVID level. Plant for piping product, packaging film and cloth laminated film product and material handling product have seen gradual recovery and by now have reached near to normalcy of operation, whereas plant for furniture and industrial component and certain segment of packaging product are operating between 50 to 70% capacity utilization. Frequent lockdowns in various parts of the country, coupled with the exodus of millions of workers to the native place, is hampering the smoothening of economic revival and severely affecting the construction activities and plant operations in large and tier 2 cities. Continuance of present status makes it difficult to forecast the annual outlook about the businesses for the year. The promising part in this situation is the robust demand from rural area and tier 3 and tier 4 cities and towns. Company enjoyed better demand in rural market compared to corresponding period of previous year for the product which are catered by it to this market. The harvested rabi crop was bountiful. The monsoon this year is quite widespread, which augurs well for bumper kharif crop. Crude oil price remain range bound at below $45 a barrel. The banks are flush with funds with bias of lowering the rate of interest further. Central and state governments are taking various steps to boost the economy by pushing infrastructure investments. Polymer prices have shown upward trend since second half of May but remain affordable. Company expect that once these widespread localized lockdowns are significantly reduced, the pent-up demand will emerge for all the products in the company's portfolio. Oh. Envisaging good demand prospect in the year 2021-22, the company is committed and ought to commit an investment of around Rs. 350 crore in its various existing plant and in putting up new plant to make piping system at Odisha and a cross plastic film plant at a site adjacent to its composite cylinder plant in Gujarat. Company continued to keep tight control on its fixed cost and receivable. This is a brief and overall summary for the first quarter of the year under reference. Thank you for your patience. Now I and my colleague, Sri P.C. Somani and Sri R.J. Sabu are available to reply to various queries you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Krishnan Gupta from CD Equisearch. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah, you have mentioned in your initial commentary that rural market seems to have done better. So why was it this time?
Sorry?
You mentioned in your commentary that rural markets and tier 3 and tier 4 markets did well this time.
So that is a fact. I stated the factual position.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know why there is a better demand, to mm-hmm. our mind, one is the Rabi crop was quite bountiful. Secondly, with our interacting with our dealers who are dealing with farmers, we were told that this time the procurement machinery run very well in various state governments, and not only the goods were procured in time, but they received payment also in time. So the credit line was well restored for the farmers, and farmers were very desirous to invest money in development work, and fortunately, in the areas where we are operating, the dams were having adequate water. So they encouraged them to invest money in putting piping system, and the Rabi crop was very good, so to cover the harvested crop, we sold large volume of covers also, and we sold large quantity as a pond lining material.
And how much was this, the rural piping volume growth this time?
Rural piping in the limited period one, what we sold in April, June, we had around 15% volume growth in rural market.
Compared to the same period last year?
Same period last year.
And what is the revenue volume share of this thing, the rural, out of the 75,000?
I don't know the number. But I can say our piping business, major business came from rural area only because housing was in a low key.
And what sort of integration do you have across your different business segments?
What do you say, mean?
What sort of integration is there between your different segments, plastic, industrials, packaging and consumer?
Integration, I don't understand what you mean. Piping system is, I talked in plastic piping system. So how piping system integrated with industrial component?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so is there any sort of integration between your business in terms of sharing the common resources, etc.? So what sort of integration is there?
We have a separate distributor for different product. An industrial component element, we are selling directly to the maker of the industrial product. Like refrigerator, air conditioner, we sell them to directly. There's no distributor network. And the distributor who are selling my pond lining material for food storage cover, they are different than piping distributor. We don't have a common distributor for the product.
Let me tell you one thing.
Yes.
Although we don't have an integration on the output level, the products are different, the users are different, but at the procurement level, at the manufacturing level, we definitely have, because ultimately we are using plastic. And when we procure plastic raw material from domestic suppliers, overseas suppliers, we procure in the all kind of polymers which are used into different products. We have multi-product manufacturing plant where we have multiple product division, so the common resources are effectively utilized. So on the production and procurement level, definitely yes, we have the benefits of economies.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Bhargav Buddhadev from Kotak Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening team and congratulations for a good set of numbers.
Thank you very much.
Sir, just wanted to know that we've seen almost 30% growth in the Silpaulin business in this particular quarter. So what in particular has helped us report such higher growth, and what would be the pricing and margin outlook for this business, given that we were seeing some tough times last year? Is it fair to say those tough times are now sort of behind us?
No, we have not dropped the price. Actually, the polymer price has gone up. So we have made 3% price increase also.
Okay.
And our cross-laminated film product, we increase the price.
And have we seen any market share gain given such a strong growth in this business in this quarter?
I believe our market share must have gone up because we had more than 20% volume growth.
Okay.
In this product portfolio in the quarter.
And is it fair to say that during July to September also we should see some traction in this business, given that the season might have got extended this time around?
Season doesn't get extension like this. July definitely will end up with a growth, but August is August, September, now they are the lean season. Now, when we will open our lean season business, that we will decide in the month of September.
And in terms of...
This 20% plus growth, which I told about cross-laminated film, that was in the figure of June only. Overall, April to June, we have increased the business, but I gave the number only of June.
Okay. Secondly, sir, if you look at incremental gross block turnover from FY15 to 20, it has sort of reduced as compared to what we see during FY10 to 15. What are we sort of planning to sort of increase our sweating of these assets? Because in the last 5 years, our sort of asset turns have sort of come off. So what are we planning to sort of ramp this up in the next 3 to 4 years?
Sorry, did you follow the question? I don't follow it.
Bharat, can you repeat what you're...
Basically, like he's talking about asset turnover, basically.
I said, you know, yes, we are aware that now it has come down below 2 rupees per rupee invested. We are seized with the issue.
Sorry, sir, come again?
We are seized with the issue. Okay. Earlier we were generating around 2 rupees or slightly higher than 2 rupees per rupee invested.
Right, sir.
Now
right.
We have seen that it has gone down.
Maybe
as our composite cylinder and industrial component, the turnover is little less, but we are seized with the issue and we are directly moving to improve the ratio. But this one, this year is a tough year.
Sure.
Okay.
Second,
in
terms of,
apart from, you see, nowadays when we are putting multi-product complexes, we have to invest large amount of capex into the infrastructure build-up, the construction work, the land building, etc., which does not start giving revenue in terms of investment.
Right.
So over a period, when we continue to expand downfield expansion, we continue there in phase 1, phase 2, phase 3. So over a period of 2-3 years, that actual complex gets ready for proper revenue.
Sure.
So like Kharagpur, like Jharsuguda, so those are the units where the large capex is being made, but initial investment into land building infrastructure is quite large.
And lastly, sir, in terms of new product launches like BioFlock, cross plastic film, where are we in terms of new product launches?
We received an encouraging response for all our new product which we launched from our cross laminate film. So we are constrained of supplying adequate volume, so we have taken on rent some large ready-made building and where the work started from 1st July. And we will now have no supply problem in supplying the made up product. We are appointing a new dealer network also, and we expect good business coming from all those made up product.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Shailesh Raja from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, my questions are pertaining to Supreme Petrochem. Could you please give us this quarter volume numbers for each of the five product verticals?
Sorry, say it again.
So could you please give us this quarter volume numbers for each of the five product verticals?
This quarter volume, we had a big degrowth.
Okay.
In polystyrene country, we had a degrowth of 73%.
Okay.
By volume.
Okay.
And EPS, the degrowth was 71%. Degrowth in polystyrene was 66% by volume.
Okay.
And 60% by EPS.
Okay. So can you give the exact volume number?
Sorry? The precise number I don't have with me, but it was a year with a tremendous destruction of demand for polystyrene and EPS, and also as there was degrowth in all the polymer consumption, there are degrowth in specialty polymer compound also, and also in extruded polystyrene foam also. It was going into building activity, and building activity is a very low level. So in all the vertical, there was demand degrowth.
Okay. So when the commercial production of this ABS is expected to start, and how much revenue we are targeting in this product over next 2 years?
On ABS, we will have much clearer picture by end of this calendar year.
Okay. What is the total investments we are putting, sir, in this product?
When we come to that, we will inform you. Today, this year, overall, otherwise, we are investing 120 crore rupees in Supreme Petrochem.
Okay.
In various product vertical, we are replacing some equipment, which are old equipment, and little bit keeping up some small revamp also. But
okay.
Major investment of ABS, we still are not factored in this year.
Okay. So in the polystyrene, see the import is less than 40,000 per annum, and definitely there is undercutting in prices by import players. So after this anti-dumping, how much price increase is possible for the organized players like Supreme Petro?
Let the anti-dumping be a reality, because it is coming Iranian material and United Arab Emirates from America, from 6 countries. The finding has gone that there is a big anti-dumping going on, but unless the finance ministry issue a notification based on the finding, it doesn't become effective.
Okay.
So only it becomes effective, then everybody will come to know also.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhav Marda from Fidelity Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi sir, good evening. Thanks so much for your time. Sir, just wanted to understand in the piping business, of the 3 lakh metric ton volume that we did in say last year, what percent by volume would be agri pipe versus non-agri pipe? Just trying to understand so we can get a better sense of the strong volumes we saw in pipes overall for quarter one despite the lockdown.
Precisely, it is not possible to see because we are aware that many people use agri pipe for housing also. So, we cannot say how much has gone in agri out of the 2 lakh plus ton in the last year.
But how much do we sell maybe in rural areas and tier 3, tier 4 versus the larger cities and towns? Would we have a broad idea there?
What is it?
No, volume for the pipes, how much of it goes for tier 3, tier 4 and rural areas versus the larger metro cities and towns?
Agri pipe mostly sold in tier 3, tier 4 towns only.
Correct.
In big cities like any metro city or tier 2, there is no requirement for agri product.
Exactly. So how much of our volume in pipes or overall goes?
We can say only agri business, our business has grown up by 15% by volume out of the degrowth in this quarter. Overall, we had a degrowth of around 11% on plastic piping business by volume.
Okay. And the agri side of it grew by...
Agri pipe, we say growth by 15%, means degrowth was more severe in housing.
Understood. Okay. If you look at the rest of the year, I don't want a specific number, but could you give some comments because state government capex on... irrigation projects or low-cost housing, etc. Do you think that could come down, or do you think the government we could still see some spending?
Government spending on infrastructure and null settle.
Yeah.
They have not slowed down.
They have not slowed down. Okay.
They are going on.
Understood. Okay. All right. Okay, sir. That's all.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Avi Mehta from IIFL. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah. Hello.
Yeah, sir. Sir, thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I had, just following up on the question that was asked by the earlier participant. Sir, will the rural share, as we kind of come off in the future quarters, would you see sales kind of coming under pressure, or this, strength that we saw is something that you are expecting to continue, or any trends? Because, I still don't see the volume guidance that you typically give. If you could share your thoughts on that, sir.
No, rural demand is always very lukewarm in July, September.
Okay.
The farmers are busy in sowing the field.
Mm.
There's no money spent on new development. And the whatever money they bought to cover their crops, that all happened in April, June. July, September, there's nothing to cover also. So soil demand always remains lukewarm in July, September.
Okay. And then the share comes down logically, right? As we go forward in the future.
July to September is a lean period for the company.
Okay.
But our demand comes from housing and infrastructure in piping.
Okay. And sir, how is the situation there, if you could give us a sense? Basically, I'm trying to understand.
Housing things are looking not anything great about as of today,
mm-hmm.
due to so many lockdowns in local level and due to migrant workers are not available at construction activities.
Okay.
So housing activities in Tier 2 and metro town, metro cities are quite low. Whatever housing activity where we are selling is in rural area and Tier 4 and Tier 3 towns.
Okay. And so, sir, July, that is what would have sold. Is that a fair understanding, sir, or that is how it would have been? And the plant utilization is kind of factoring in that, right, sir?
Generally, July, September is a lean quarter for our company with a different type of product what we are having.
Okay.
To analyze our balance sheet, they are the lean quarter.
Okay, sir. I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay. And, sir, secondly, the clarification that I wanted to kind of take was utilization level was the number as on end of the quarter, right, sir? I mean, is it on July? What is the utilization? Utilization of pipes is almost back to normal.
This quarter, for this month, we are running overall at 70%.
Okay, sir.
But some businesses are lower than 70%. And some are higher than 70%.
Okay. So
I told today also on television.
Yeah, sir. No, sir, that was for July, right, sir? I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And, sir, the last bit was on the packaging side. Now, we have seen, healthy margin profile playing out in that business for some time. Would you say that now we have done all the corrective action on competition and, now we are in a bit, how, if you could give us your thoughts on that, sir?
In packaging business, we have three different segments.
Yes, sir.
First, I call performance packaging film, where we expanded capacity last year and which was in operation from this year. We had a very decent growth. In first quarter, we grew by 39%. Now, first quarter, the month of June, we grew by around 40%. But we had a growth in the first quarter also. Second quarter also, our order books are filling up very nicely. On cross-laminate film also, we had a growth in first quarter, and we expect growth to maintain in second quarter. Only protective packaging product, we had a degrowth in first quarter, and in the month of July also, it is not running into lower level than compared to last year. Because they are going quite a lot in industrial application. And where industrial application and housing activity, both are even now subdued.
Okay, sir. Okay, I get it, sir. Perfect, sir. This is very helpful, sir. Thank you very much, sir. I'll come back in the queue for this question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nehal Shah from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Congratulations, sir, for a good set of numbers.
Thank you very much.
Sir, on the piping margins, can you give us a color as to whether we had inventory loss for the quarter, and if yes, how much?
Sorry, say it again, Nehalji.
Sir, inventory loss for the quarter, for the piping system.
Inventory loss, the prices have come down.
Right.
We did not transfer in our product pricing at that time. So we believe the price fall is very temporary, and our feeling came true. The price had dropped by 13.5 rupees a kilo between 18th March to 1st May, and then by end of June, they recovered to the money to around 12 rupees back. So we didn't drop the price to the extent of price fall. So, we did not suffer much inventory loss.
Okay, but it would still be there for the quarter.
Some loss had to be there because prices are quite high when we entered into the month of April.
Right.
We had imported material, it's coming at a high cost.
Mm-hmm.
And prices started dropping from 18th March onwards. And dropped very severely in 1.5 months, prices dropped by 13.5 rupees a kilo.
Right. So,
such a drop, you don't lose inventory. There's no jadoo.
Right. And sir, if the prices remain at these levels, probably we might see inventory gains coming in Q2. Is that the right assessment?
Inventory gain for what? No.
For Q2,
I can't say inventory gain. No. There will be no inventory loss in first quarter. And mm-hmm. second quarter, there should be no inventory loss. Now there is no inventory loss reason because the PVC is very tight.
Okay. And sir, any sense on margins can you give for the plastic piping division for the year? Because I think Q1 our margins were weak because of higher agri.
We can't give any guidance about the margin, please.
Okay.
This year looks very difficult.
Okay. And sir, can you give the agri mix for the first quarter? Because the first quarter was highly skewed towards agri. Would it be around 60-70% or 50-60%?
I don't have the number, but definitely I can say housing demand was quite low in first quarter.
Okay, sir. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ritesh Shah from Investec Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of numbers. Sir, my first question is on new product launches. Did we have any new launches in the last 3 months? And do we have any plans for new product launches in forthcoming months, please?
We have planned to launch 230 new products in our variety of system fittings for various systems. We have 32 systems in plastic piping. In plastic piping, we would plan to launch 230 products this year. 16 products will launch in the first quarter. In furniture, we have planned to launch more than 12 products. 8 products induction molded, balance are roto molded. So every month we are launching new product month after month. We are launching new product in material handling division also. Today in our piping also more than 8,500 SKUs are there. And we go on adding SKU every month.
Right. Sir, anything in packaging specifically on the BioFlock side, you had indicated in the last call that we will be doing our trial launch. Sir, what is the update over there?
Which one?
Sir, BioFlock and the prior call you had indicated.
BioFlock we have introduced in cross laminate film.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The trial was successful. We started commercial marketing.
Okay. And sir, this has been done on a pan-India basis or basically specific southern states? Where
we made a soft launch in 4 states.
Okay. Okay. This is helpful. Sir, second thing is in the initial remarks you did indicate that we are setting up a plastic film plant at the LPG cylinder plant in Gujarat. So, sir, is this some new capex or how should one look at it? Is this cross-laminated? What is this?
It is a completely new product. Our company has invested more than $2 million over a period of last 3 years in perfecting this technology by our collaborator, which is Swiss-based company. We got the patent right for this technology. The technology perfected. We had a land adjacent to our composite cylinder factory. In that factory, the plant is now coming up. And we hope the plant will see the light in the second half of 2021.
Okay. Sir, possible to highlight what is this product?
Cross plastic film.
Okay. 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 And sir, how much is the total you indicated capex committed is 350 crores and last year the total capex which was done was around 230-240 crores. Sir, by which year do we see this entire capex actually yielding revenues? So I think one of the prior question was that our asset turn is going down. So if one looks at these two numbers together, it would be nearly 600 crores plus there might be some incremental capex.
Sorry, can you reply?
As mentioned earlier also, you see the capex commitment is one part and actual capex on the ground. Last year we have committed capex of more than 350-400 crore, 230 crore capex which went on the ground. and 182 crore capex which we have committed is carried forward for delivery in this current year. You see, you make the orders, you ask for the orders, but the documents takes own time for delivery. The current year, the 350 crore what we are talking is inclusive of 182 crore which is carried forward from last year. As of now, total commitment including carry forward is about 250 crore. Another 125 crore we are just evaluating. In due course of time, we will take decision. But as of now, the capex commitment is 250 crore. And about the asset, also I explained to you earlier, because in the new green field plant, we have to plan for the bigger expansion time to come. So we have to invest more monies for land building and putting up the infrastructure. So revenue does not start from the year one. It takes its own time. And that's how the revenue asset turn has come down, definitely yes. Certainly due to first factor is about the larger capex on the infrastructure building. And secondly, some capex which we have incurred not generating the enough revenue. Like the composite cylinder, our capex of 120 crore rupees is not generating any revenue. So all mixed reasons are there. I hope it is clear.
Thank you.
Okay, please.
The next question is from the line of Abhishek Ghosh from DSP. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a decent set of numbers. Sir, just a couple of things. Say about 3 to 4 quarters back, we were talking about some, you know, dealer discounts on the packaging segment, and now we are at a stage when we have taken a price hike of 3%. So how should we look at overall competitive scenario in the packaging or the silpaulin division over the last 12 months?
The discount is separate part. Price is our pricing policy. Discount we may give at a particular time to push up the volume. But as the raw material cost has gone up, we have increased the price and our increased price is passed through in the market.
Okay. But are you also seeing weakening of competition, because you also mentioned that you have gained market share. So are you seeing a lot of the unorganized players kind of getting beaten? Are you seeing that kind of phenomena in the market?
Up till now, we have not seen anybody's quality of product quality compared to our product.
Sure. Okay.
After we are selling on performance of product.
Great. And sir, just one more thing. Over the kind of capex that we're doing for the last 2 years and for next couple of years also, the share of value-added products, and given the month-on-month product launch that you mentioned above, what is the kind of value-added proportion share that one should look at in next?
I think every quarter we go on increasing. Even in this quarter, it was a tough quarter. Our share of value-added item has gone up from 32.26% of the last year to 36.33%. So we go on increasing our business of value-added item.
Okay. And so just one last thing. In terms of agri also, you mentioned you have seen a growth. That is again because of agri pipes. That is again because of some market share gain. But generally, the overall market has grown in that
context. It looks there was a market share gain. Some suppliers were not fully equipped because they may not be getting labor to operate their plant. Many places there were labor restriction.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much for answering my questions and all the best. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Madhav Marda from Fidelity Investments. Please go ahead.
So thanks for the follow-up. I just wanted to understand something on the other expense side. Our usual run rate for other expenses is about 200 crore rupees a quarter. And this quarter it's about 120 crores. So of course part of it is because volumes were lower. But has there been any like savings on the fixed cost side that we've implemented? Because you've indicated strong fixed cost controls as well.
So money could capex side, can you
reply? Yeah. We are very cautious and we are monitoring each and every cost very minutely. There are two parts to it. The expenses, there are two parts to it. One is related to the volume or to business. Yeah. Because the other expense includes your freight and forwarding, your commission on sales. which is related to the business, since the business was low, those will automatically come down.
Yes.
The second part, which is important, which is in our hand and what we are working on, is minutely looking into each and every cost at grassroots level, every plant, every office, and I can just give you a figure. Think we have able to reduce our fixed cost in a quarter about 12 to 13 crore rupees in this quarter, which includes certain things is by default also, because there is no traveling is taking place. We are not in a position to participate into any kind of a national or international exhibition kind of things. But certain things which are with us, the various kind of annual maintenance contract, various kind of plant maintenance, everywhere we are working very hard and try to save the fixed cost from this.
This is 12 to 13 crores for the full quarter, you are saying, right?
Full quarter, yeah.
Okay. And then does part of it, I would assume once things normalize, hopefully in like few quarters down the line, this would come back, right? Like this is not something which is like permanent in nature.
No, something would be permanent in nature, definitely yes. On operation front, whatever we are doing, would be in permanent in nature.
Okay. Got it. Okay, yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sneha Talreja from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
Sir, congratulations for very good set of numbers and
thanks
for taking the question. Just wanted to understand, sir, where are we in terms of utilization in all our segments currently? So like you mentioned in the plastic pipe segment, I think we are almost at, you know, optimum utilization. Where are we with respect to utilization in other segments like industrial, consumers, and I mean furniture?
So Manish, can you give the numbers?
No, I think what we mentioned earlier also, after the gradual recovery, the plastic piping, packaging film, and cross-laminated film, and material handling, they are near to normalcy as compared to the previous year, July. The still where we are not getting the normalization is furniture, that is a consumer product, industrial component, and protective packaging product. We are running between 50 to 70% of the capacity what we had in the last year, July.
Got that, sir. Sir, my second question was relating to more of a broader view. I want to understand with this Make in India campaign and all, is there any kind of import replacement opportunity that we are seeing in India on a broader perspective, or are there more export opportunity opening up for the company?
What do you say? Please say it again.
Sir, I was asking, in case we are seeing more, you know, import replacement opportunities, like are you seeing your categories, you know, replacing import in certain areas?
No, we are not making any product where, by and large, where we have to compete against import.
And what about exports, sir? Are you seeing substantial amount of exports in certain categories?
No, export, you see, Gulf market is weak because their oil revenue has gone down. We have got import business in our cross-laminated film. We could improve business in our performance packaging film, but we are a very small player in the world market. Our turnover of export market is less than 3% of our overall turnover.
And there you don't see any, you know, structural change happening?
No, we are presently a domestic oriented company.
Okay.
And we have good, in country, the export side is not a great push given. The government has to be a facilitator for encouraging people to put a large plastic processing plant for catering world global demand. Such policy is not there, so we don't invest money otherwise. Here only niche market where we can afford to export even with all the constraints in the country. That only we participate.
Got that, sir. Sir, one last question, if I may just ask, was related to our margins. So we have seen very healthy margins. As you mentioned, this quarter was actually driven by, you know, the more of an agri segment, which we understand has got lower margins compared to your, you know, plumbing side. And second, you also mentioned there is some amount of inventory loss, although it may not be very substantial. Despite that, we've seen healthy margins compared to, you know, I mean, very similar to last year. What could be the drivers here and which are the drivers which are actually sustainable in the long term?
The margins are quite low now. We earned last year 15.5% for the full year. And this year, first quarter is around 11%. So margins are quite low compared to the full year.
Sir, I was meaning in terms of your plastic piping segment. So last year, we must have done 11.3% your operating margin.
Very difficult to give any guidance for the year.
Besides, I may add here, because there was saving in that other expenses also. No? That also has led to the improvement in margin, as you understand.
Yeah, right, you are right. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aasim Barde from IDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good evening. Thank you for the opportunity. So first question, can you talk about how your various segments have fared in the month of July? Has the momentum continued that you saw in June or has there been any tapering off?
No, you see, in July, due to the local lockdown, it is not faring as good as June.
Okay.
July is too many local lockdown state by state. I can count 12 states or 15 states. There are lockdowns of some type or the other. So they have completely put a block in our flow of the business. Starting from South India, Karnataka, Andhra, Kerala, Bengal, Orissa, Chhattisgarh, Bihar, state by state, Maharashtra, mm-hmm. UP, so many lockdowns, Madhya Pradesh. So the business is, you could sell the goods. We are very proud of our marketing team and our plant people. In spite of so many lockdowns, they are able to maintain the tempo. Wherever the tempo lockdowns are lifted for even short period, they mm-hmm. try to see that they can meet the requirement of the market even for a short period.
Okay.
It's quite a tough way to operate the business nowadays.
Right, right. But still at the overall level, I think I would assume that things have slowed down a bit at the company level in July compared to June, given the sporadic lockdown that are happening.
No, normally July is a lean month. Normally July is a lean month for the company. So July is a rainy season.
Right, right. The second question, sir, on the PVC resin price trend, how do you expect to see this move in the near term? And do you expect any cooling off after such a sharp rise?
PVC resin trend is very tight. It is required innovative ideas how to procure the requirement.
Okay. Okay, so there is a shortage still and so prices will still stay high.
The price comes secondary. First, the material is short.
Right. Okay, okay. Sure, sir. Sir, final question. Could you just give a rough split of your revenue between urban and the smaller market? A rough number?
Sorry?
Between your urban and, say, tier 1 markets, which are still virtually shut down right now, how much of your revenue used to come from these markets earlier?
In housing, the major business comes from metro and tier 2 cities. And they are the major market, the housing.
If I want to put a number on that, would you be able to give a number?
We don't tell the number. I have nothing to compare, nothing to say.
Okay, okay. Sure, sir. Thank you and congratulations on a good performance in Q1.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your kind words.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Jain from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on a good set of numbers.
Thank you, sir.
Sir, my question was on your plastic pipe business. You highlighted that Supreme has gained market share in this quarter. Just wanted to know how much of it is sustainable, considering, you know, there were some lockdown-related issues faced by unorganized guy and some of the organized guy. And how do you expect the industry structure to change, you know? Can consolidation happen at a really fast pace in this space going forward?
We are going on investing money to create more and more capacity to be available for 2021-22, when we believe the market will be in better shape, and we are fully aware that there are many tehsils in the country where our reach is non-existent. So presently we are trying to penetrate in so many tehsils where our reach is poor. We got very strong network of distributors, retailers and plumbers. And we are working in tandem with all of them to increase our reach in various markets. So efforts are going on so that we should go on increasing our business with a good speed, better than market.
So, sir, this reach would be, you know, directed at which, so which region, east maybe?
So, say it again.
So, sir, basically, our, you know, we put up a plant in Kharagpur. So, basically, we are trying to increase our reach in the east right now.
No, east also, south also, we are putting large investment in Jharkhand. Out of 350 crore rupees investment, we are investing 130 crore rupees at Jharkhand. And where we are putting more and more money on plastic piping system. We are putting there two new system also. Today we have 32 system. After Jharkhand fully operational, which can happen by end of March next year, we will have 34 system. And first time two new system will come in our company end of March. Jharkhand.
Okay.
And we are also putting Jharkhand capacity to make PVC pipe and CPC pipe.
Okay. And sir, second question was with respect to inventory. So in FY17 and FY18, we added about 500 new SKUs in our plastic pipe business. Over the last 2 or 3 years, that number has gone to 200, you know, 200, 250 sort of addition. Now you highlighted that in the first quarter you've added 230 new SKUs, but you know, can this run rate go to 500 like it was in FY17 and 18?
But it's John, can you follow it?
No. 230 is the plan for the year. First quarter was 16 numbers. 230
okay.
Is the plan for the year, no, not for the quarter.
Thank you.
Okay.
The next question is from Shrenik Machawar from GM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Congratulations on good set of numbers. Hello.
Thank you very much. Please.
Yeah. Sir, my question was relating to the agri-pipe business. I got an opportunity to speak to a few large distributors of Supreme. So, they highlighted that the quality of the agri-pipes is so good that it easily runs for 7 to 10 years without any damage. So, I was unable to understand how does the replacement demand come every year so much. So, can you throw some light on that?
No, there are so many fields still uneducated. So, wherever some government is opening so many small dams, where in a small dam come, then in those fields which were not irrigated earlier, the farmers start putting new line to irrigate the field. So demand will go on coming. And after all, we are replacing our agri pipe with some of our competitor pipe also in some markets. Both things happen.
Okay. And sir, the agri pipes can be used for housing applications as well. So, I couldn't understand that part.
We are right now. Somewhere people use our agri pipe for housing also.
Okay. And this phenomenon is seen in the rural areas or even in tier?
No, even in Bangalore city. Bangalore is a big city. Bangalore, you could establish our pipe for housing, but there are many builders who use agri pipe also for housing. Then they use our agri fitting also. It is a choice of the builder now.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Siddharth Goel from ICICI Prudential. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Prakash Goel.
Thank you. Please.
Hi. My question is, sir, with respect to the rural economy, are you seeing an uptick?
Sorry?
In rural economy, we are given to understand there is a buoyancy in the rural economy compared to the urban economy. So, are you seeing the similar trend in the businesses you do?
I don't know. Significant?
Yes. Yeah. Urban economy. Significant growth in the business segments in which we are operating in the rural segment.
That we are supplying them agri pipe and cross-laminated film product. like tarpaulin, food storage cover, and also pond lining. And otherwise, we are selling in agri segment our pipes, all type of pipe, casein pipe, submersive column pipe, and normal agri pipe. These are the products which are selling to rural area. Apart from a small sale we make of furniture, we also sell our material handling crate for food and vegetable. There also demand is growing. In material handling also, now instead of buying a lousy quality of reprocessed material crate, people are buying more and more from us, which we call food and vegetable segment. And there also, crate demand is also coming up nicely from rural area.
So basically you are saying if you compare urban to rural, rural is doing better for you as well.
This quarter.
Okay. And now sir, now second part.
It is not that urban quarter, they don't want to buy from us. Urban quarter was mostly closed. Mostly shops were closed, so they could not buy from us. Otherwise our business would not have gone a beating. We had a big destruction in our demand. Turnover has gone down too much. By 27% our turnover has gone down compared to last year.
See, basically I may add here, like the consumer segment in the furniture segment, the shops were not open only, so how can we sell the furniture?
After consumers are one subject, even housing also. No?
Yeah, housing also
could not sell because cities and towns were closed for many, many days.
Right.
Even today in Bombay, they are most easily closed now.
Right.
In NCR area, which is a big housing market for us, it is mostly closed today.
Okay. Sir, the second part of the question, you said that July has been reasonably difficult with 12 states going for variety of lockdown.
Not difficult. July is a lean month, but this month, July has become further aggravated by the lockdowns.
You are comparing sir, June versus July or you are comparing YOY?
I say compared to June, July is poor. And compared to last year, July also, July is lower this year also. Compared to last year, July is lower. Compared to June also, July is lower.
And the lockdowns are more prevalent in the urban part of the demand or it is hurting the rural part of the demand?
Lockdown is mostly the area which are economically powerful area. Like in Odisha, I give example. Odisha, 7 districts are only locked down. But they are the 7 districts where most of economic activity happens. So, okay. The selected area, there are lockdowns. And they are the area where the economic activity, now Bombay is locked down. Because they say MMR area is still in difficulty. So, because MMR in difficulty, Bombay remains locked down. Bombay is a big market. NCR is a big market.
Okay. Sir, this e-commerce thing, from your consumer segment point of view, how would be that segment and what is the strategy going forward?
E-commerce is our thing is going mostly furniture only. It is a small business. We sell only 50 lakh rupees in this April-June quarter. In the previous year it was zero. And we are now putting more and more product in SKU in furniture. And we hope that month after month we will go on selling more furniture by e-commerce route.
Okay. That's all from my side. Thank you so much. Have a good
day. Thank you. We'll be able to take one last question. We take the last question from the line of Mr. Kashyap Pujara. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Tapaya ji, just one question was pertaining to the transition from the unorganized to organized market. So clearly in these times, you're going to see survival of the fittest playing out and in piping the unorganized share has been coming down and will accelerate in terms of the way it transitions to the organized market. But my question was mainly about the Silpaulin side of the story. Considerably new competition had come in the last 1 or 2 years, which kind of pulled the prices down. And now that we are seeing growth coming back, but are we also seeing that the competition has significantly weakened and we are able to, see less competitive pressure from those pockets and maybe there will be fewer players going forward in Silpaulin category?
2 minutes of time of Silpaulin. In 3 years before, Silpaulin is the top end of the tarpaulin and the lower end was 50-60 rupees kilo Barsati film. Right. When so many people came, 8 or 9 people came, they get price 15-20% lower than us. And so we were under pricing pressure, so we dropped price over a period of 6-7% of our silver pulling price. And then they were still keeping price 15-20% lower. But after 2 years experience in the consumer segment, now the segments are those players, their tarpaulin are selling at 140 rupees a kilo. And there is now three segments has become in tarpaulin. Our product and then 140 rupees kilo tarpaulin and 50 rupees kilo tarpaulin, which was there earlier also.
Sure.
So people want very quality tarpaulin, they want silpaulin. The people who can afford to go a little lower, then they want the second grade. Otherwise, they go by Barsati. So I think now we are not concerned about the competition because they could not make the quality and there was no way to make the quality because they had stolen hardware and stolen hardware couldn't deliver the product what was being made by Supreme Industries.
Sure. But are there financial, given the lockdown that we've seen, are they financially able to kind of survive or would the number of players in that 140 rupee category product?
Among the silpaulin, the new competition of cross limited film, I think 3-4 companies, I think I was told they have closed down their operation.
Sure.
One of them, I was told that they are for sale also. We are not considering them as a competition.
Fair. Great. Thank you so much.
Now what can happen tomorrow, I can't say.
Sure. No, fair. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kashyap.
Thank you,
sir. Thank you very much. We'll take that as the last question.
Any more question?
We'll take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to Mr. Kashyap Pujara for closing comments.
Okay. Yeah, thank you so much. Due to time constraints, we had to kind of wrap it up. And if there are any pending questions, please feel free to write to me or to Mr. Sabu, and he will definitely answer the pending questions that you have had. Thank you so much, Taparia ji, Somani ji, and Sabu ji for attending the call and answering all the questions.
Thank you very much.
On behalf of Axis Capital Limited, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.